Hello.
Hey, Austin.
Hello.
David. Hey, it's me, Dave. Yes, sir.
What's up?
Hey, so I got some good news for you, man. So obviously, we do have, so I just wanted to make sure she's going to be in the office before I promise you somebody else, right? But she is available. So we do have a newer lead for you, for your web design team. So you don't have to worry about dealing with Miss Celine anymore.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see what I have here for you. All right. So now we can go ahead. What were you thinking about doing with the website and the call tracking? Which way do you want to go? Do you want to keep your website as is? We don't touch it, and we just kind of link it in with, obviously, you'll still have the click to your website with the web icon, all that kind of things. It's still going to be linked in. We just won't be messing with any of the design or anything like that, right? So.
Right, but, so you want to know how I feel about you guys redesigning my website?
Absolutely. I want to know however you feel so I can.
I want to meet with your consultant and talk with the various different options and what they propose doing. So I'd like to talk to them about that.
Okay, so I can set you up with Rena and let me go ahead and notate any questions so I can make sure she has all that ready for you. Or you just kind of want to go through the process?
I want to look at what her proposals are and see if it's going to be a match.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right. I need to find out what exactly she can provide, and then find out let's get some renderings and see what it looks like. You know,
sure.
Before I say
Absolutely.
You know yes or no to
before you
something,
make a
I can't.
Change. For sure.
Right. Like I mean, so, I'd like to be able to just sight unseen say, oh yeah, let's go ahead and move forward with everything. But that's not necessarily a good move for me. I'd like to examine what your proposal is and then see if it's a good match. And then if it works well for me and I like it, then we can move forward. If it's missing the mark or whatever, then I can shoot it down.
For sure. That works. We do that. Yeah. That's absolutely what we do during the presentation. So I'll have her put together that shell for you. So that way, now is there anything in particular right now that you would like to see in the shell out the gate that I can have her update, maybe have ready for you, things like that?
So I'd like to have a good call to action on the landing page. I'd like to have, more direct options on ways to reach out. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Or how to get customers in touch with me. You know, I'd like to see that.
Okay.
I feel like my landing page is not necessarily appropriate for the type of work I do.
Okay.
So I'd like something that's more appropriate for the landing page. What I was going for was basically I wanted to work in nice houses, but I don't, there's a lot of nice houses around here. So, I mean, I don't really need to put that out there. What I really should focus in on is what is the service that I provide, which is, I find basically the access points in any building for a rodent to get into. And then, I stop, I blockade those holes. So that's the stuff that needs to be communicated in my landing page. And then the things that need to be communicated is that it's fast, it's efficient, and it's, you can expect results right away.
Okay, got that down. So, to right off the gate, you would like the solid call to action on the landing page. You'd like more direct options on ways to get in touch with you. You would like to focus on services provided, like blockading the holes and eradication. You would like to focus that you are fast, efficient, and customers can expect results right away.
Correct? Right. Yes. Okay. As far as those numbers are concerned, I don't know how to. You're looking for call tracking. What do you call it again?
It's called call tracking. Well, it's up to you if you want to use it.
It's called call tracking, right?
Correct.
And so then the benefits of that is that I'm able to see what progress has been made by your efforts.
Yeah, when it comes to like phone calls, right? So when they click the call button from the actual homepage, that's when it will automatically get pinged in there. Okay, this is the call. It's being directed from here. You know, so you're getting that call from Google or from the website or from your Facebook ad, and then you'll have the options. You'll see it inside your dashboard. You'll have the options of reviewing
it. I think it's going to create another layer of confusion potentially, and it's probably a bad idea. I don't think it, I mean, in theory, it sounds like a great idea, but my business isn't that complicated.
It makes sense. Some of my customers
harder,
use it, some don't.
Making it harder for me to retain my clientele is where I see it being the biggest problem. It's going to make it harder for my customers to get in touch with me, I think.
Whatever makes you feel comfortable, we're comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, there's no AI chatbots or, you know, appointment schedulers in there, right?
No, well, there is. We can add chatbots and things like that when it comes down to like us, when we're actually going to design the website, we can put a little chatbot in there. You can actually put voice services in the call tracking as well. So if you would like it to answer, you know, with thank you for calling Rat School, or if you're looking for eradication of rats, if you're looking at a mice infestation, press two, things like that. So it does have those features as well. And all of those are included. It's encompassed in your plan.
And I can personalize it?
Yeah, that stuff will be personalized for you.
And is there any option for me to take the phone number with me if I was to leave your organization?
My phone number, it wouldn't go only because it's a Google number. It's kind of tied in with the dashboards.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably, I don't know.
And look, here's the thing. If you want to, right now, if you want to start without it, that's fine. And then later on, you get really comfortable with the service and you're like, no, Dave, I really do like your service. I know I'm going to be here. Let's just add the call check. It's not going to be an extra charge. We're just going to activate it, right? So it's still on your plan.
Let's just put it on pause.
Yeah, and it'd be the same thing with like the website. Say we come out with an original shell design and there's some things you still want to tweak or whatever. We're still going to go forward with everything else and we can activate the other website. And as we go forward, you can always say, okay, well, you know what? Now we're at a point where I really do like that one and I feel really comfortable with you guys. Let's make the switch with the website and all that, right?
Okay, so, great. Yeah, let's do that. Hey, just so that way everybody's on board, you know, like my URL is rats.guru, G-U-R-U. That's it. There's no .com at the end. Just so you know.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Because the onboarding technician from yesterday, they notated it incorrectly in my profile. So
oh, with a .com.
Yeah, I edited that out today.
Okay. So, yeah, that's .guru. That's it right there. Okay. All right, so I notated that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me just get some availability for our interview tomorrow. And it's going to be Ms. Rena that's going to be heading your web design.
Okay.
One second. Let's see where she's at.
And this is going to be tomorrow?
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to pull up her calendar right now and see what type of availability
okay.
we're looking at.
Okay. If she's got anything for today, that'd be better.
Okay, I'm definitely going to see for today, too. Let me see. Give me a second. I'm just getting all this coordinated with our new web lead.
What'd you say?
I said, just bear with me here. I'm getting everything coordinated with the new web lead, Rena, so I can get you some good availability. I'm trying to see what we have available, maybe for later today or best
okay.
case, you know, tomorrow morning. Let's see.
Okay.
All right, let's see. She's away from her desk right now, but she should come right back.
If you just want to send me a Google invite.
Okay. And then,
Once
as
you
I get
her availability.
Instead of just scheduling you in, what I'll do, I'll get her availability and then I'll give you a call back. So that way you don't got to wait around for me.
That's cool. Let's do that.
Okay, I appreciate it. So, and I'm working on that right now as well for you, brother.
Okay.
All right. I'll be reaching out. What's up?
Are there any line items that I need to focus on in order to be more efficient with getting your services to work for me?
Line items? Not really, man. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. It's kind
my
of
profile's like, fully set up already?
Yeah, let me see here.
And you guys have already started the marketing?
No, we haven't started the marketing yet. We're still in onboarding, but once we get through, obviously web design is going to be one thing, right? So, but we're still getting as far as, let me look right here. Let me pull up this side. Okay.
You say that I'm still in the process of onboarding. So is that with just the, with Rena, or is that
so? We'll be
we'll
be with Rena next. Now you're already finished your original onboarding call, but what I'm going to do now is I'm going to get a hold of them because we're going to turn off the call tracking to start the plan off, right? And then we can revisit it, you know, later on. But I got to reach out to them to turn it off because now during account setup, they're linking all the things into. Okay, let's see. She just got back to this. Okay.
Okay.
So it looks like she does have availability tomorrow for after lunch. Now she's trying to open a slot for maybe later today. So if that one opens, I'll be able to call you back here in the next like 10 to 15. But if not, if it's not able to open for later today, she's trying to get someone rescheduled since we had you first and we're trying to, you know, we're trying to take care of you for today. Okay.
All right. So I'll hear back from you later about the appointment with Trina.
Yeah, Rena.
Rena.
That's right. Yeah, with Rena. So today after 3:30.
Okay.
Okay. So 4:30?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's 4:30 my time.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. We're not even, no, she's not going to be here. Okay.
So it doesn't sound like you know what her availability is.
No, me and her are going back and forth right now.
I know you guys are figuring, you're in the process of figuring it out. Why don't you guys figure out what your availability is? I will try to make myself available.
Okay. Well, then I'll call you right back when I get the solid time for you.
So you want to get a firmed up appointment window, and then get back to me?
Yeah, for sure. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm going to schedule it on the calendar, and then I'll shoot it over to you. Once I shoot it over to you, I'll give you a call, see if that works for you.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much for your help.
Okay, so
okay.
It looks like 4:30 is available. I'll be sending that over. Okay, brother.
So 4:30 is the time frame?
Yeah, for today. I'll be sending you your invite.
Okay. Do you know how long the... Yeah, okay, 4:30, let's do it.
Yeah, it's up to you.
I may...
That time.
Is it 4:30 my time or your time?
Yeah, no, 4:30 your time. Remember, we're all here in California, so...
Right, you're in Texas, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in Texas, but all of my systems are running off of that y'all's time.
Yeah, yeah. So 4:30 my time is I get off work at 5, maybe. I may end up going much later, I don't know, but I may not be able to talk very long is all.
Okay. I mean, if you like, we can do tomorrow after lunch. So that way you have some availability.
After lunch tomorrow is also not good for me. I will be busy working around noon.
Shell together for you. So it might take, you know what I mean? If she's going to get on the call, you know, with you here in a bit, you know, she doesn't have too much time to put it together. It's going to be something she's probably going to be doing with you on the phone because we just referred her the account, right? So
if I have to dismiss myself, then I can do that. And we can just reschedule it.
Okay, that'll work. So then I'll get you down for 4:30.
Okay, yeah, lock that in. I'll talk to you guys at 4:30. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye-bye.